I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The Lovebirds are a San Diego-based duo of Lindsay White and Veronica May, bringing their solid songs and great harmonies to original music with elements of pop and folk and beyond. Their latest CD, Break Up, Shmake Up, details their journey of parting as a couple in order to stay together as a musical duo. They're performing live at Black Forest in Eugene tonight, and they're live with us in the KLCC studios at the moment. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
I suspect that we have a lot to learn from your journey, but let's talk about that after a song, shall we? What do you feel like playing first?
We are going to do a song called B. It's just a nice little soft song to start with.
Be gentle like a river, calming like a breeze, centered like a frame on the wall, balancing with ease. Be strong like a mountain, weak as sapling trees, happy as a lark, sad as winter's freeze. Be with every breath you breathe. Be in patience, mindfully just be. Respectfully be. Ready to receive. Be. Light as heaven's doorways, be dark as raven night. Take all your gains to heart and all your pains in stride. Be nearer to yourself ever than before. Come off of that cross you've built, a victim nevermore. Every breath you breathe, be in patience, mindfully just be. Respectfully be. Be ready to receive. Be.
The Lovebirds, Veronica May and Lindsay White, live in the KLCC studios with B off their new CD, Break Up, Shmake Up. And they are live tonight at the Black Forest in Eugene, beginning at 9 with Hands Like Sticks, also on the bill. Well, my first question was going to be to you, like, what is it that makes it possible to go from being a couple to successfully being a band and stay together with that kind of respect? I think that song almost answers that question, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's the one I wrote, and that's kind of what I was thinking. Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. You're good, sir.
Such mindfulness and respect is a part of that song. That really translates to well, not just the songwriting process, to our entire approach to life, doesn't it? That's such a critical thing in this life.
Yes, I agree.
I really admire that you've been able to make that transition successfully, because that's not an easy thing to do. But what caused you to decide that it was better to be a musical duo when you're not a couple?
Well, I think, you know, maybe a lot of couples might have tried to maybe step back from the music in order to focus on the relationship. But the music was always so integral to our relationship anyway that that was the thing that we cared the most about. So we made the tough choice to step back from the relationship instead. And I think we're better off now for it. I mean, it obviously wasn't easy, and it's been a long road, but I think we're kind of closer in a lot of ways than we were before. And so thank God. Thank God it all worked out.
I know. And I think we invested so much in each other musically. I mean, our harmonies, I feel like we're just now starting to get to know each other after 4 years. And it's a life investment. And it's a heart investment.
So now you've written all these songs about that transition process in your life. Do you wonder what those songs will feel like several years from now?
I don't know. I mean, it always, after, you know, time kind of does its thing with songs, it always kind of turns into something completely different and really based on what other people tell us that they feel or they something they connect to about a song that kind of transforms the experience a little bit over time, which is actually really cool because it kind of keeps it new and different in a way.
Mm-hmm. It is a good part of the art of songwriting, isn't it, to create these songs that other people can inhabit and place their own lives inside of, as well as it being a story about your own life.
Mm-hmm. Totally. And I feel like that's where we're headed now, is yeah. to kind of make other people think and hopefully have them be moved by it.
And Oregon is apparently a creatively fertile zone for you.
Yes, very much so. That's last year, I think. I wrote probably 3 or 4 songs on this last album in Oregon and Washington alone. They're just
majestic places.
It's very majestic here. I don't know what it is. There's some creativity in the air.
There is a lot of creativity in the air. We feel blessed to live here, and we're grateful to find that you find that inspiration here when you come through as well. So yeah. We must not be making it up that this is a good place to be.
It's real.
The Lovebirds live in the KLCC studios, live at Black Forest tonight in Eugene, beginning at 9, following up their new CD, Breakup Shmakeup. What do you feel like playing next?
This one's going to be called Crimson Love, also off the new record. I wrote this in the majestic town of Fresno. Not sure how many people have written songs in Fresno, California. I'm one of them. Here we go. 2, 3, 4.
My love, once a chameleon green, changed shapes, fought hard not to be seen. Shrank into a shallow shamrock dream, seeking out a four-leaf clover. My love, once a jazzy blue, learned songs and scales it never knew. It sought the sky but stuck like glue to an uncertain ocean lover. I've taken to the color wheel to repaint the walls of how I feel. My canvas is a heart that needs to heal. But aren't all works in progress works of art still? My love, now a honey gold, smacks of sweetness, somehow subtly bold. Rises sunny to thaw out the cold, setting with a gentle hover. My love, now a crimson red, bleeds deeper than it's ever bled. As plump as kissed lips, freshly wed, top and spills right over. I've taken to the color wheel to repaint the walls of how I feel. My canvas is a heart that needs to heal. Aren't all works in progress? Aren't all works in progress? Aren't all works in progress? Works of art still.
The Lovebirds, Lindsay White on the ukulele and vocals there, and Veronica May on guitar and vocals as well. Crimson Love from their new release, Break Up, Shmake Up. They're live tonight at Black Forest in Eugene, beginning at 9 o'clock. I didn't hear Fresno in that song. I must admit.
That's actually my hometown. We were staying with my sister last tour, and we wrote that there. Or I wrote that there, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Fresno can be majestic.
late at night.
Really?
Dark.
Besides writing songs that you put on the albums, you also write custom songs for people, I understand. True?
We do
write custom songs. A lot of wedding songs. Some lullabies, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fun to... we've done it for a lot of friends and some clients as well, but it's a fun challenge as a songwriter to... Basically, we just kind of give them a questionnaire, get to know them, their story, what they want, kind of the song to speak about, and then kind of go to work. And it's fun to kind of like get outside of yourself and be able to write about a different subject and see them so happy to, you know, have a finished product that they can give as a gift to their loved one or whatever. It's really nice. We really like doing that.
I would imagine that the skills that are required to write custom songs then come back to influence the rest of your songwriting in that regard. Do you feel like your songwriting has changed because you write custom songs?
I mean, I don't think so. I don't know. I mean, it's definitely just a nice break, I guess, and then you can kind of revisit your own songs after doing something like that with kind of like a clean slate.
Mm-hmm. I think it kind of sharpens the blade of songwriting, too, for you know... Like you said, it's different because it's not from a personal experience, so you're kind of looking at it in a different light. It's a different experience for writing in that way.
I would think it would bring you into a storytelling mode in a different way that could easily transfer to songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we sing those songs. When we have gigs that aren't the wedding or whatever, like we'll still adapt that particular wedding song into our repertoire. If it's any good.
It seems like the musical and social climate is changing quite a lot in 2014. Are you having to reinvent yourselves and finding things change for you as the music business and life around us changes a lot? How are things going for you in 2014 after some years of doing this now?
It's actually been a really good year. I feel like... stepping back from the relationship, I think kind of opened up a new door, kind of took some pressure off for us to not have to fulfill relationship needs and just kind of focus on the music. And that really kind of helped us zero in on our goals and what we want to do. And we kind of put in all our chips this year and have been really going after it, and not just doing our May tour. We're going to also go on a little mini East Coast tour this year. And we've just really kind of been full steam ahead, which has been really nice.
And even last year, Lindsay had said, I don't know if it was the end of last year, but she said to me, and I totally believe it too, she was like, next year's our year. And I think we can both kind of feel something special that's happening, which we just want to share our music, you know.
It's amazing how often it comes down to the really basic feeling of, I just want to play. I can't tell you how many interviews I've been in where you ask what career goals are, or where the life is, and it doesn't matter whether it's somebody really accomplished. Boz Scaggs was one of those. It was just, I just want to play.
Yeah. Exactly.
So it's nice to be able to keep goals in life simple when it's possible.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
And it's not that easy sometimes.
That's true.
The Lovebirds live in the KLCC studios, live at Black Forest tonight in Eugene at 9. You have one more for us?
Yes, we do. This one is called Because of Love, and this was written in Olympia, Washington on a porch.
Because of love, the world becomes a better place. It's nestled in the arms of outer space. Because of love. Because of love. The leaves caress the breeze. The breeze dances with peonies. The gives and takes of sands and seas. Because of love. Oh. Four lovely letters swirl and swoon. They might even pair off two by two. The L, O, and the V, even in calligraphy, will swirl and swoon when scrawled in mouths that often croon. Oh, because of love. A boy will pick a wildflower. He'll bravely scale a castle tower. Because of love. Because of love. Little girl plays chase, then tag, you're it. Oh, what a game. She runs right back, ain't that the way? Because of love. Four lovely letters swirl and swoon. They might even pair off two by two. The L, O, and the V, even in calligraphy, will swirl and swoon when scrawled in mouths that often croon. Oh, because of love. The universe always expands. It always has a bigger plan. Because of love. Because of love.
Because of love. From the Lovebird CD, Breakup, Shemakeup. That's live in the KLCC studios. Veronica May and Lindsay White, the Lovebirds, here from San Diego to perform tonight at Black Forest in Eugene, with the show beginning at 9 p.m. The Eugene Quartet, Hands Like Sticks, is also on the bill. More information on the Lovebirds at thelovebirds.com or on Facebook. More about the show tonight at blackforesteugene.com. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.